Happy Thanksgiving from Aqua Alex.
You are listening to the Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast with Aqua Alex. On the Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, any and everything tropical fish and aquariums will be discussed. From freshwater to saltwater, cichlids to clownfish, Aqua Alex has you covered. What tropical fish topic is up for discussion today? Let's find out. Aqua Alex, take it
away. What's going on, tropical fish keepers? Welcome to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, the one podcast hosted by a sincere, passionate fish keeper for the fish keepers. I'm your host, Aqua Alex Cardinelli, the longest-running aquarium podcaster. Welcome to the third episode of our Saltwater series, Saltwater 101, right here on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Today, I'm going to take a quick detour and move away from our topic for just this episode. I will continue discussing getting into saltwater and things to know about saltwater as a beginner in our next episode of Saltwater 101. On the next episode, I will be discussing tips for purchasing saltwater fish as beginners, and I will be doing part one of some beginner-friendly species. But that's the next episode. Let's talk about today's special episode of Saltwater 101. And I've been very excited to do this show, and I can't wait to share this show with all the fish keepers out there. I have to admit something to my audience. I've been watching the show Tanked. I love all the nice aquariums that they have built. I love the show Tanked. I really love the saltwater aquariums that they have been building. I know Tanked is controversial in the aquarium hobby, but I have to say that as a fish keeper, I enjoy seeing the aquariums and fish on TV. Ever since I've seen some of the saltwater aquariums on Tanked, it rekindled my love of saltwater, and I decided that it was the right time to get into saltwater again. I left saltwater around the spring of 2017 because I was going through some hard times. Things are much better this time around, and I look forward to having a piece of the ocean in my bedroom. On this brief episode of Saltwater 101, right here on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, I will tell you why I am back in saltwater, what I hope to accomplish in saltwater, and my planned stock for livestock for my saltwater aquarium. I am not leaving the freshwater hobby by any means. I'm going to have two aquariums, a freshwater predatory community aquarium and a saltwater predatory community aquarium. So, let's get this show started right now. I'm going to begin by discussing why I am back in saltwater. Saltwater fish are very colorful. Saltwater fish, in my opinion, have much more vibrant colors. There is nothing better looking than a gold-striped maroon clownfish, a fox-faced rabbitfish, a Christmas wrasse. Those are some examples of the beautiful colors that saltwater fish has. And I really enjoy the vibrant colors that saltwater has to offer. I love the layout of saltwater aquariums. I love the live sand at the bottom of the aquarium, and I love the rock work that you can have in a saltwater aquarium. In a freshwater aquarium, you don't really have the opportunity to create multiple rock works in your aquarium and create a natural environment. So that's what I really enjoy about saltwater, is I could use live rock or Carib Sea life rock and create a natural piece of art. I miss the personality from saltwater fish. I love the puffer fish, and I have been wanting a puffer fish ever since I rehomed my dog face puffer. Saltwater puffer fish hold a place in my heart for being such personable, loving creatures. And I can't wait to have a saltwater puffer again. I'm planning on having a couple species of puffer. I definitely want another dog face puffer. I want a porcupine puffer and a blue spotted toby puffer. Those are some of the puffers that I would want in saltwater. Not only puffers have personality, other saltwater fish have personality as well. Clownfish have lots of personality. Triggers have lots of personality. Moray eels have lots of personality. A lot of saltwater fish have varying amounts of personality. And another reason I'm back in saltwater is I want to keep some saltwater oddballs and predators. I've been a big fan of oddball and predatory fish my whole life, but I've only kept freshwater oddballs and predators most of the time. So I want to start keeping saltwater oddballs and predators. I mean, in the past, I did have a few. I had a Niger trigger, a dog-faced puffer, a moray eel. But there are lots of other saltwater oddball predators that I want to keep. So that's a big reason why I'm coming back in saltwater, is I want to experience some of the cool saltwater oddball and predatory fish that there are out there. And like I said, I'm going to be doing a saltwater predatory community aquarium with fish that'll get along with each other. Another reason I'm back in saltwater is because I want a beautiful living piece of art in my bedroom. I want an aquarium that I could do YouTube videos in front of, podcast recording in front of, and a tank that I can enjoy. A tank with color, which will come from the fish. A tank with beautiful rock work, which will come from the rock that I'll be using for my saltwater aquarium. And a nice, beautiful light on my aquarium. And the only way I can get that is from saltwater. I could also get that from my freshwater aquarium. But to me, a saltwater aquarium is like a live piece of art. So that is basically the gist of why I am back in saltwater. Now, for my new saltwater aquarium, I am going to have the beautiful Carib Sea Life Rock as the centerpiece of my aquarium. I'm also going to throw in there some live rock to help cycle the aquarium. I'm going to have a nice LED light to highlight the fish and see the beautiful colors of the fish. And I'm going to have a protein skimmer, and I'm going to over-filter the aquarium to make sure that the water stays clean and the water is perfect for the fish. I'm going to have a wave maker in the aquarium to make sure that the water circulates and there's enough water movement for the fish. I'm going to do a saltwater predatory community aquarium with fish that are carnivorous, but not fish that will kill each other. So I'm going to do a saltwater predatory tank with fish like lionfish, fish like a moray eel of some sort, fish like triggers, puffers, things of that nature. I'll go over my planned livestock in a few moments here on this episode of Saltwater 101. Now, I have a couple of options available to me. I could buy a complete saltwater setup, or I could start from scratch and build the saltwater tank on my own. I'm going to see if I can find the best deal. What will be the most affordable for me? I would love to purchase a complete saltwater setup already, because then all I got to do is let the tank cycle for a month or so, or 4 weeks or so, and I can begin adding fish. But if I start from scratch, I'll have to let the tank cycle a little bit longer. So I'm going to go on Craigslist. I'm going to go on OfferUpLetGo.com and Facebook Marketplace and see what people have for sale, because sometimes you never know. You can find a complete saltwater aquarium for sale. Now, I don't need any of the corals or the fancy inverts because I'm doing a fish only with live rock system, which is going to be a saltwater predatory community aquarium. And I am really excited about it. So I'm actually going to be starting this saltwater project this month. I'll be getting a tank either at the end of the month or the beginning of December. It's going to be a Christmas present to me, and I cannot wait for this awesome Christmas present. Now that I have a job, yes, that's right, folks, Aqua Alex now has a job. I can't afford a saltwater aquarium. I can afford to buy saltwater fish and everything needed to run a saltwater aquarium, so I'm very excited about that. So those are the reasons why I'm back in saltwater, and those are some of the things that I'm going to do with my saltwater aquarium. Now, here is what I hope to accomplish in saltwater. I hope to successfully pair a pair of gold stripe maroon clowns, or one gold stripe and one white stripe maroon clown. I have tried this in the past, but in the end, the female ended up nipping at the male and beating up the male. But I'm going to buy two maroons together, one big one and one smaller one, and try to pair them up in the aquarium. I'm going to add them at the same time. That way they can establish territory together. So I definitely want to pair maroon clownfish because I think maroon clowns look great in a pair. If not, I'll buy a trio or four maroon clowns to see if they can get along in a clownfish school. I think that'd be awesome in a saltwater aquarium. I hope to accomplish successfully getting lionfish off of live food and onto market shrimp. I hope to successfully accomplish keeping four foxface rabbit fish together. I want to have a one-spot foxface, a foxface lull, which is the regular foxface, a magnificent foxface, and a bicolor foxface. And I want to accomplish setting up a smaller community reef tank later on in my saltwater hobby. That would be the ultimate thrill ride for me in saltwater. Now, the last thing I want to talk about for today's show is my planned livestock for my new saltwater aquarium. I took a lot of time in coming up with this livestock list, but I'm pretty happy with it, and I'm pretty sure this is going to be the livestock for my aquarium. Now, tank size for my aquarium, I'm looking at anywhere from 75 gallons to 125 gallons and up. But here is the planned livestock. Maroon clownfish, either a pair or a small group of them. Four foxface rabbit fish. One spot foxface, magnificent foxface, and bicolor foxface. A Voluntan lionfish. I've never successfully kept a lionfish before. I tried on two occasions, but they either died or did not eat. So this time, I'm going to buy a juvenile Voluntan lionfish and try getting them off of live food and keeping them in my aquarium. I want to have a blue jaw triggerfish. I love the blue throat trigger, also known as the blue jaw trigger. I'm going to have a porcupine puffer fish, a dog face puffer fish, a flame angel fish, a coral beauty angel fish, a saddleback butterfly fish, a long-nosed butterfly fish, black and white heniocus, raccoon butterfly fish, and a moray eel of some kind. Most likely a snowflake, a zebra, or a chain-leak moray eel. Or I might get one of those barred moray eels that look like a snowflake eel but have zebra stripes. So again, my planned livestock for my new saltwater aquarium are maroon clownfish, foxface rabbitfish, Voluntan lionfish, blue jaw triggerfish, porcupine pufferfish, dogface pufferfish, flame angelfish, coral beauty angelfish, saddleback butterfly fish, long-nosed butterfly fish, raccoon butterfly fish, black and white heniosus, and a moray eel of some kind. Now, what's interesting to note, in that aquarium, I've got a couple of venomous fish. I got the Valentin lionfish, and all of the fox faces are venomous. So I'm going to have to be very careful when I put my hands in the aquariums. And I should definitely not want to get stung by any of these venomous fish. So that is what my new saltwater aquarium is going to be. And that's the livestock that's going to be going in my new saltwater aquarium. I'm going to have videos of my saltwater aquarium on my YouTube channel. And on my YouTube channel, I'm going to post videos of me setting up the saltwater aquarium, of me adding livestock to the saltwater aquarium, and updates on the saltwater aquarium will all be on my YouTube channel. And my YouTube channel is called Alex Cardinelli. So look up Alex Cardinelli on YouTube and you'll be able to find my YouTube channel. So again, on YouTube, I'm going to upload a video of me getting the saltwater tank, setting it up, getting livestock, and I'll provide updates on my saltwater aquarium. So that is what I wanted to share with all of you. I'm very excited to be back in the saltwater hobby, and there's going to be some awesome saltwater episodes coming up. I want to partner with Blue Zoo Aquatics again. They're a saltwater tropical fish and coral supplier online. They ship all across the United States of America, and they have some great livestock. I want to get them as a guest here on the show, and maybe we can partner up as a sponsor or something, because they have the best quality livestock that you can find. I'm going to be getting most of my livestock from Blue Zoo Aquatics and some from my local fish store, because I got to show love to my local fish store as well. And I cannot wait to have livestock in my saltwater aquarium. A fish that I forgot to mention that I'll be keeping is the Panzer Grouper. I've always loved Panzer Groupers and groupers in general, and I can't wait to experience keeping and raising a Panzer Grouper. Well, we've reached the end of our show. I want to thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Saltwater 101 right here on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. It was great telling you about my plans getting back into saltwater. I'm very excited to have a saltwater aquarium, as you can tell. Very excited to be back in the saltwater aquarium. And I'm very excited to have a saltwater tank again. So with that being said, thank you so much for tuning in. And again, if you enjoyed the show, please leave a review on my iTunes page, Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Support me on Patreon, patreon.com/Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. And also check me out on Radio Public, Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast on Radio Public. Have a great rest of your day, and thank you so much for listening to Saltwater 101. Right here on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast with Aqua Alex. Aqua Alex, coming to you from Springfield, Massachusetts.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning in. Do you have a topic you want to hear Aqua Alex talk about? Do you have a freshwater or saltwater topic you want to hear about? Well, contact Aqua Alex at alexgoyankeescardinelli19@gmail.com or hit him up on Facebook, The Aquarium Network, and let them know what topics you want to hear. Do you also have a special guest you want to see on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast? Great! Let Aqua Alex know at alexgoyankeescardinelli19@gmail.com or contact him on Facebook, The Aquarium Network.
Patreon, show me Aqua Alex some love. I put a lot of time, effort, and dedication and to every episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. It's a work of art, a work of spoken tropical fish keeping art. Show me some love by hitting up my Patreon page and donating as much as you can. Your value, your listen, and your support matters to me. So check me out on Patreon.com, Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. That's Patreon.com/ Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. www.patreon.com/ Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast.